Where in the Bible will I find the mark of the beast and 666? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Apostle John wrote, I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns 10 diadems, and upon his heads names of blasphemy. Revelation 13, verse 1. He again states, And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like unto a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. Revelation 13, 11, and 14. Paul wrote about some who claimed to be ministers of the Lamb of God, 2 Corinthians 11, but who were really ministers of Satan. The dragon is said to be Satan, Revelation 20 and verse 1. The beast is declared to be a false prophet, and the mark of the beast, the identifying mark that signifies a person belonging to the beast. Some have compared the Roman Catholic Pope to the beast, the man of sin, the son of perdition, and all those who follow him as having the mark of the beast as they are his subjects. Others have applied the Revelation passages to the emperor worship prevalent in the Roman Empire in the early days of Christianity. The idea of a mark is a mark of ownership and identification. So to receive the mark of the beast is to follow the teaching of the false prophets who serve the devil. This is not just restricted to the false prophet of Rome, but to all false religions who would pervert the gospel of Christ, Galatians 1:7. The scriptures do not specifically reveal the meaning of 666. The number 7 is used to indicate completeness, entirety, perfection. It is used some 58 times in the Revelation letter. So, 666 would be opposite from this, imperfection, evil, sinfulness, which would be associated with any false teachers or false teaching. May God help us to stay with His Word.